Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota on Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit toyotaonnicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at lexusoflexington.com.
Journey with Judy. Honest, open, transparent. It's hot.
There's no such thing as perfect people.
All right, so good morning. Thank you for choosing to Journey with Judy right here on Lake 96.1, the second Sunday of Lent. And this broken, scarred host of yours. Well, first of all, I need to just admit that one of my most favorite listeners, my most favorite, I'll just give you his initials, MV, told me a few weeks ago that he thought I was losing it. He's like, yeah, I think you lost your edge. So just for the record, I am stepping up my amazing A game as your host of this show, because I do not ever want to be someone who just goes along to get along. And so a couple weeks I did some repeat shows because of my traveling and just being busier than normal with my speaking. And so I'm just here to tell you I did not lose my edge. As a matter of fact, I am cutting edge host of Journey with Judy. Now, not only am I the host of Journey with Judy, but this broken, scarred person had the opportunity back in October to become not only a coach, a radio host and a speaker, but now my newest title is author. And so most important title, as you know, to me is child of God. But those other things give me just a little bit more credibility in the speaking world and coaching world, and maybe open up a few more doors for me to speak. And so I'm so grateful to be able to bear the biggest secrets that my husband and I have kept for years, and the very things that caused me to be so unworthy and so full of shame, hiding and feeling just not even worthy, really, in any capacity. Now it's all on paper, it's in print, anyone can read it at any point in time. And so if I admit my faults, like, here's the deal, guys, you cannot use them against me. That's the beauty about your shortcomings. When you know them and you proclaim them and admit them, then it doesn't matter if anyone else knows them. And so the good news was I agreed that publishing this book would be a good idea. A lot of people want to hear more about the story than what I can tell them in a designated period of time in these different venues. And so the backstory, it's like I dotted all the I's and crossed all the T's in order to put this beautiful story together. Bob writes in the book. My two of my four children write in the book. And it was just a really great idea. Now, the intention was for it to be available at speaking engagements. And therefore, that's what I have been doing since October. Here and there, I might have mentioned it on the show or to people in passing. But by and large, I have not really, you know, put it on different sites or, you know, tried to do local book signings. I'm pretty sure nobody in this community would come anyway, but that's okay. Anyway, so when I run into someone that recently in the last couple of weeks, they would make mention of the fact that they got my book on Amazon. Well, I just took that as a really creative way to admit the fact that they didn't want my book because it wasn't on Amazon. It was only available through me and through this particular publisher that I worked with to get it published. Well, recently someone said to me, I didn't only love your book, which I didn't give to them. And they weren't at a speaking event, so I didn't know how they got it. And they said, but I gave it a review, a 5 review on Amazon. So I just thought this person was double down lying. Not only did they lie about getting it, reading it, and now they're actually professing to review it. My friends, we talked last week about a hot mess, okay? A hot mess is that person who looks as if they have it all together. It's an attractive disaster. And I consider myself to be that person who went from a hot mess to super blessed. But there's just so many times where the hot mess is most appropriate, because I found out recently that those people are not lying to me, that my book is available on Amazon. I have no idea how that happened. And over hundreds of copies have been sold. Okay, so now I'm trying to figure out how they get them. How do I get the money? And this hot mess is just too blessed. And God is so good. And so you're journeying with Judy right here on Lake 96.1. We're going to talk a little bit more about what it means to be a hot mess on the other side of the break. We'll see you then. Jets, welcome back. You're journeying with Judy right here on Lake 96.1, and we're talking about being a hot mess. But those of you who have no idea what I'm talking about when I reference this book, the name of the book that I got the privilege of authoring is called Shattered. And it is a beautiful story of the highest highs and the lowest lows and how it is just never too late. And there's just nothing that God cannot use in our lives to grow us, to help us learn, and to ultimately allow us to move closer towards, I won't say I've arrived, at becoming the person that he calls us to be. And so you can be super blessed and a hot mess at the same time. And so we talked last week about a hot mess. What is a hot mess? And before I forget, you can get that book, Shattered, not only by going to my website, judyhair.com, but you can certainly apparently order it on Amazon.com. And if you're a Prime member, of course, it ships for free and you'll have it in a day. It's been recognized as an easy to read, can't not put it down, made me laugh, made me cry, but ultimately the glory goes to God if you want to go ahead and purchase that book. And the proceeds are absolutely going to a marriage ministry that I believe saved the marriage of my man and I. So we're going to talk about a hot mess in my man, maybe on the other side of the break. But for now, that hot mess came from the 19th century. Those of you who did not tune in last week, we're going to just get you up to snuff. And some of you just may need us to repeat a little bit about last week to refresh your memory. So that 19th century term that had something to do with food, right? Now in the 21st century, it is described as an attractive disaster, okay? Functional, but looking good. Like you can, this is what we try to do. As people, we try to make it look good. Sometimes we think if it looks good, it is good. The reality is we can be a hot mess in so many areas of our life, financially, parentally, you know, relationally, professionally, like you just name it. We can be super blessed or we can be a hot mess. And I think one of the things that we tend to forget is that oftentimes when we find ourselves in a mess, there are some things that maybe had we done a little bit different might have prevented that. And I've always said, if it's predictable, my friends, it is preventable. So life's a mess. That's the bottom line. Sometimes we find ourselves creating that mess. Sometimes we inherit that mess, but always we can find someone whose life is a bigger mess, right? We can always say, well, at least I'm not as bad as X and fill in the blank. And a lot of times we do that. We judge our own journey based on what someone else is or isn't, you know, and scripture is so beautifully, you know, I'm really bad about comparing. Like my kids will say, I know you wish that so-and-so was your kid. And obviously they wish so-and-so was their parent. But the fact of the matter is when we compare, comparison is the thief of joy and it steals our ability to be content, right? When we stay in our lane, we typically inspire other people to do the same. But when we compare, it leaves us in two places. It leaves us either feeling superior, not as bad as somebody, or inferior, not as good as somebody. And here's the gig. We just got to be aware of the hot mess that we are. And here's the thing. We know a mess when we see one because we have been one, right? And the more mature we become, mostly I think spiritually, we recognize that the mess in the mirror is oftentimes us. And when we want to be honest, open, and transparent, we realize that we cannot look at someone else's mess and just throw our hands up in the air when we fail and find ourselves in a mess simply by saying two things. Either A, I'm not as bad as that person, or B, nobody's perfect. Well, we already know that nobody's perfect, and we already realize that God sent the perfect one, his son, to right our wrongs and to help us at least learn to incorporate the imperfection. But when it comes to messes, my friends, we get to be a student and not a critic, right? And when we know a mess because we've seen one, because we've been one, it's just so much easier to try to learn from that mess and come alongside someone who might be in a mess that maybe we were in and got out of. I mean, here's the thing about messes. Either we're in one, right? We're coming out of one, or we are just one dumb decision from finding ourselves in another one. So my friends, on the other side of the break, we're going to talk about what it means to be a mess and what the solution is when we find ourselves in those messes. And then I'm going to tell you a little bit about my husband who was a hot mess, who drove away for the third time with the gas pump in his gas tank. We'll talk about that when we get back. Thanks to Greg Kunis for making this show possible from Kunis Country Auto Group. We'll be back.
And where would I be without you? I'd be packing my bag when I need to stay. I'd be chasing every breeze that blows my...
All right, so welcome back, and thanks for staying on the other side of the break to hear what a hot mess you are, because this show is all about being honest, open, and transparent. It's like about naming our stuff and just being honest about the fact that we're trying. Like, it's a journey and not a destination. Today, we're hopefully doing better than we were yesterday. And here's what I do know. I know that Lent is a time, right? We're 2 weeks in now. Lent is a time where we can honestly admit that we try to step up our game, right? Like, we're praying a little more, we're giving a little more, we're fasting a little more. And like, what is that thing that God wants you to be doing more of, or possibly maybe even doing less of during this Lenten season? Because the odds are that those things that he's asking you or leading you or praying that you do more and less of could be the thing that keeps you out of your mess. But here's the other thing. We have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We just do, right? I mean, we try and we fail, and we try and we fail. And the reality is, God knew that. Like, he absolutely knew that. And he sent his son so we would have a savior that could help us during those times when we feel like we're in a hot mess. Like, he is the solution. I always say solutions are always spiritual. You figure out that component, like, you literally figure out that component, and it's a deal changer. I don't care if it's financially, relationally, whatever. If the spiritual piece is right, most other things find a way of working themselves out. Of course, unless you're my husband, Bob, who will literally blame me. See, here's the other thing. When you are a hot mess, you oftentimes want to blame other people for the mess that you have created, that you found yourself in, that you inherited. And my man used to go and get me coffee every single morning, right? And he used to go get the coffee, bring it home, and three different times he put the coffee in the car, but also got gas, and found himself driving away with the gas pump still in the car. Okay, that obviously was not, I mean, it's kind of funny in retrospect, kind of like our messes, right? In retrospect, we can laugh about it because we learned from it. But when we're in it, they can be so embarrassing and so humiliating. And so our natural thing is to say, nobody's perfect, and then we blame somebody else. And so he absolutely blamed me for the fact that three different times at the same gas station, he pulled away with a gas pump in the car. And it was really because I asked him to get me coffee and because he couldn't remember to take the gas pump out of the car. See, here's the deal. Nobody is perfect. But there is absolutely wisdom in getting to a place where we can incorporate the imperfection and call it perfect and realize that Jesus is the one who stands in the gap. And until we become aware of our messes, it is that very thing that can awaken us to something outside of us that we so desperately need. Okay, so I don't care what aspect of your life is, which component you want to look at. If we can step away and recognize that had we done something different, said something different, made some different choices, the reality is we probably wouldn't find ourselves in some of the messes that we've been in. And here's the thing. You guys know I'm a freak show. If you read my book, Shattered, which you can clearly find at Amazon, Amazon.com, people read the book and say, oh, it all makes sense now, because I am a literal freak show. Here's why. Because I do not want my kids to find themselves in the same messes that, but not only myself, but that my man have found ourselves in. And when we always used to say to our kids, make new mistakes, they would all respond the exact same way. You and Dad, you specifically, Mom, have made them all. There's no mistakes for us to make. But here's the deal. When we find ourselves in a mess, we tend to dig deeper and deeper. And oftentimes we dig ourselves so deep that we don't even not only know how we got in, but we don't know how we got out. I've spoken in the past about my own mess, the 5-year pit I lived in after the death of my mother that led me, you know, the thing about sinning, my friends, is sinning takes you further than you ever wanted to go. and it cost you more than you ever wanted to pay. And I found myself in this pit, not only not knowing how I got in it, but not having any idea the steps that it would take to get out of it, right? And so I know now what I didn't know then. And of course, you know, we look back to look forward. My go-to now is always Jesus. If no matter what the situation is, no matter what the mess is, no matter how hot of a mess I have become or something that I've done, I know that all solutions are spiritual. I know that Jesus came as the light of the world to get me and you out of the mess, right? When we're in a mess, it's about being in the darkness. And he is the light of the world. And the light has overcome the darkness. But there's something about wanting to and being willing to follow that light to places and spaces that are way more than what we ever thought we would settle for. And so, you know, I get to work from home a lot, and I sit in this beautiful office overlooking a golf course, and this big window is in front of me. And I cannot tell you how many times a bird goes flying into this window. I mean, I don't even know how fast it goes, but I just see it drop to the ground as quick as it smashes into the window. And then it kind of gets up and shakes itself off and ultimately finds itself doing the same thing. My friends, our messes are that same insanity, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. But we get to be like, it is such a get to be a student and not a critic of people who are going through a mess, because we know a mess when we see one because we have been one. Okay, so we've been told in scripture over and over to follow Jesus, right? I mean, he drew close to the adulterous woman, to the tax collector, to the woman at the well. And the message was the same in every instance. He said, follow me. He said, look at me. He said, follow me. Come to me. You come to me and I can change your mess. I can make your mess into a message. That's what my entire book, my entire life, everything I do in terms of speaking and coaching absolutely is out of the messes that I created that God has made a message from. These tests that we go through become our testimony. And my friends, I don't care if you're driving away with your gas pump stuck in the car or you're running into a window at 50 miles an hour like my little cardinal friend. The reality is Jesus is the solution. He is the reason that we get to follow the light of the world out of the pit, out of the darkness, and out of the messes that oftentimes we created. But you cannot pray your way out of a mess that you behaved your way into, and you cannot confess your way out of a mess that you behaved your way into. There's no magic words. There's no silver bullet. However, you can follow Jesus, and he will take you to higher ground. So this week, keep it hot. In your hot mess, keep it hot. Honest, open, and transparent. Peace out.
Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We want to help others, especially in places of strife, such as the Holy Land, where Christianity is dwindling by the day. But how to help? Here's an easy way. Buying products through the Holy Land gift shop. Every product you purchase at myfranciscan.org/shop helps Christians support their families and stay in the Holy Land. Olive wood, embroidery, spices, and many more authentic products from the Holy Land are available right now at myfranciscan.org/shop. The Holy Land Gift Shop, bringing the Holy Land home.
I learned how many people we could help and how good you feel after you've helped others.
I know Lent is about giving, so I want to give.
These kids are talking about CRS Rice Bowl, a Lenten program known by generations of Catholic families. Children love it because they experience different cultures and gain a lasting impression of the people they are helping. You can bring CRS Rice Bowl into your home and experience the joy of seeing your children or grandchildren find new meaning in Lent. Visit crsricebowl.org to get started.
Rice Bowl inspired me to pray more and to pray for those who are less fortunate.
The Cincinnati Catholic Men's Conference is back. Tickets are on sale now for Saturday, April 28th at the Taft Theater at cincinnatimensconference.com or call 513-214-1534. The speaker conference roster is being hailed as one of the best lineups in the country. In rare appearances, come see Father Mitch Pacwa from EWTN, the man motivator Father Larry Richards, Former Moeller High School and University of Notre Dame head football coach Jerry Faust and the big celebrity keynote, Baz Rutten, UFC world champion, MMA world champ, and movie star. The conference theme is What It Means to Be a True Christian Man in Today's Society. Don't miss the incredible day of motivation, spiritual benefit, and fellowship with men from all walks of life. Get tickets now at CincinnatiMensConference.com or call 513-214-1534. That's CincinnatiMensConference.com or 513-214-1534. Thank you for listening to Breadbox Media. Find more about us at BreadboxMedia.com.